Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the TDEN health within their dairy herd. When we have temperature swings that exceed more than 30 degrees Fahrenheit, we're very likely to see chapping of the TDENs. So first, how do you measure that? Well, we can do TDEN scoring. When we start to see TDEN scores of 3s and 4s, we are also seeing an increase in somatic cell count. This is due to the fact that the TDENs are now more difficult to clean. We have more bacteria that are harbored at the end of the teat. And as a result of that, we may see an increase in mastitis, clinical cases, but we'll also see an increase in somatic cell count within the herd. So what are some things that you can do to help improve the TDEN health? Well, the first thing you need to do is make sure that your milking equipment is adjusted properly. Second thing that really causes us some issues are pulsators. If we're not on a regular maintenance program, fairly likely there's some pulsators within your parlor, even this morning or this evening as you're milking animals, that are not working correctly. We can consider what we're using as a post-dip product on the TDENs. This will allow it to heal if it is chapped already, but it'll also help prevent chapping. Keep in mind that as the cows leave the milking parlor, the circulation of blood within the teats is lower than what it normally is. So make sure you install wind brakes to protect animals from wind as they walk from the milking parlor back to their housing area. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to pay attention to TDEN condition as we move from fall into winter.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.